From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The New York Police Department is ramping up security for today's 4th of July fireworks celebration. And as NPR's Joel Rose reports, the NYPD is taking extra precautions because of recent terror attacks overseas.
NYPD officials say counterterrorism efforts this weekend will be the department's most comprehensive ever. John Miller, the Deputy Commissioner for Counterterrorism, says there are no specific or credible threats against New York City, but he says the department is taking extra precautions after coordinated attacks last week in Kuwait, France, and Tunisia.
That's going to include uniformed counterterrorism officers who are specially trained, pulled from throughout the city, radiation detection boats that will be out in the harbor scanning traffic.
The holiday weekend comes after a very good month for the NYPD. There were fewer major crimes reported last month than in any June since the department began keeping detailed statistics. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Thousands are expected to pack Coney Island today for the annual hot dog eating contest. It's being held this Independence Day for the 99th year. Last night's rallies in the Greek capital of Athens marked the end of campaigning on whether to accept the terms of a Eurozone bailout. Tens of thousands showed up for rival rallies that ran late into the night. Greeks vote tomorrow in a referendum on whether to accept demands for more austerity in return for bailout loans. Vietnam's Communist Party General Secretary is on his way to Washington for his first visit to the U.S. As Michael Sullivan reports, the trip comes amid rising tension between China and its neighbors over disputed territory in the South China Sea.
Nguyen Phu Cha is arguably the most powerful man in Communist Vietnam, a conservative who leans more toward China than the U.S., but China's recent moves in the South China Sea have won it few friends in Vietnam, where many see Chinese expansionism as a threat. And both Vietnam and the U.S. see closer ties as a way to help contain China. The two countries also have strong economic links. Vietnam is Southeast Asia's biggest exporter to the U.S., but they are at odds over human rights and democracy. Vietnam, a one-party state that frequently jails dissidents for speaking their minds. Cha told reporters Friday he hoped the visit would help build trust through open and constructive dialogues. He also said he expects President Obama to visit Vietnam later this year. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
The pilot of a solar-powered plane that's now in Hawaii says it wasn't an easy decision to cross the Pacific from Japan as part of an around-the-world journey.
It was a tough decision because you go into the unknown. You don't know. You don't know if it's feasible. You don't know if it's possible. You don't know if you are going to lose the airplane.
Swedish pilot Andre Borgberg speaking to reporters after landing at a small airport outside Honolulu following a nearly 118-hour flight. Borgberg trades piloting duties with another man. The next stop is Phoenix. This is NPR News. Record high temperatures and dry conditions are helping to fuel wildfires in the Pacific Northwest. Officials say more than 300 fires have broken out in Washington State and Oregon. In western Canada, more than 100 wildfires are burning across the province of Saskatchewan, with dozens of them out of control. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the smoke from the fires has prompted the Canadian Environment Department to issue air quality advisories for the region.
More than 5,000 people in 50 communities have been forced to leave their homes. Emergency management officials say it's been a challenge, with the number of blazes above average for this time of year. They say many of the fires are near communities and are potential risks to those communities. They also say there is one benefit. Aside from health concerns, the smoke keeps temperatures lower and boosts humidity, making fires slightly less volatile. Nearly 600 firefighters and 60 aircraft are tackling the blazes. Crews have come from as far away as Newfoundland, Ontario, Quebec, and South Dakota. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Top-ranked tennis player Serena Williams is acknowledging that she had a tough time emerging from the third round at Wimbledon.
I don't know. I honestly didn't think I was one or was going to win. So how I pulled through, I really don't know. I just was like, listen, if I'm going to go lose, I'm going to try to lose doing the right things.
Williams was twice 2 points away from losing, but she survived her third round match against crowd favorite Britain's Heather Watson. Williams advanced to the second week of play. She plays her older sister Venus next in the fourth round on Monday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.